And the star child wept, and bowed his head, and prayed forgiveness of God's things, and went on through the forest, seeking for the beggar woman. And on the third day he came to the other side of the forest, and went down into the plain. And when he passed through the villages, the children mocked him, and threw stones at him. And the carlots would not suffer him even to sleep in the byres, lest he might bring mildew on the stored corn. So foul was he to look at. And their hired men drave him away, and there was none who had pity on him. Nor could he hear anywhere of the beggar woman who was his mother, though for the space of 3 years he wandered over the world, and often seemed to see her on the road in front of him, and would call to her, and run after her, till the sharp flints made his feet to bleed. But overtake her he could not, and those who dwelt by the way did ever deny that they had seen her, or any like to her, and they made sport of his sorrow. For the space of 3 years he wandered over the world, and in the world there was neither love nor loving kindness nor charity for him. But it was even such a world as he had made for himself in the days of his great pride.